Groucho Marx, that's me.
Well, look who's here.
Hello, who are you?
Groucho Marx.
You're Groucho Marx? I always thought I was Groucho Marx.
Oh, come now, I'm not Groucho. You know who I am, don't you?
I'll take a wild guess. Chico?
No, sweetheart.
Oppo?
No, darling.
Am I warm?
No, darling.
You know, I've had that same complaint lately from more women.
My name is Tallulah.
A phony name, have I ever heard of.
Tallulah Bankhead Groucho.
Oh, Tallulah Bankhead Groucho.
No, you tickle me.
That's a date. What are you doing after the show?
I have a dinner engagement.
Do you believe in short engagements?
I have an appointment after the show.
What are you doing during the show?
I'm pretty busy during this show, my pet. This is an hour and a half program, you know.
An hour and a half?
Mm-hmm.
That's a rather odd figure, isn't it?
Well, yes.
And speaking of odd figures, what are you doing after the show?
Well, darling, I'm having a man for dinner.
That's the main course. What are you having for the...
Well, we're going to Ciro's for dinner. We're having pheasant under glass.
Mm. You wouldn't consider a peasant under glasses, huh?
Now, look here, my sweet. I'm getting a little bit fed up.
And you haven't eaten at dinner yet.
Oh, what's the use? You're incorrigible.
I'll accept that, but who are you?
I'm a fan of yours, Groucho, and I've always adored you.
How can you say that? We haven't even been out together. So what are you doing after the show?
I told you I'm busy.
How about before the show?
Before the show, I had a malted milk.
You mind if I join you?
I'm trying to tell you as gently as I can. I can't see you before, during, or after the show.
Well, now that you've given me the brush, how about you and me going out and painting the town red?
And you're just the one to do it, aren't you, Carl?
Carl, I'm Groucho Marx.
And now, if you don't mind, I'd like to go on with the show.
Go right ahead.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have so many stars on our program.
Tallulah. I used to know a Pullman car named Tallulah.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, we have so many stars on our program.
It had quite a caboose.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Tallulah, indeed.
We have so many stars on our program.
Obviously, this woman is an imposter.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have so many stars on our program.
Who sponsors this program?
We have no sponsor, ladies and gentlemen.
No sponsor?
No, it's sustaining, ladies and gentlemen.
How can you sustain yourself without a sponsor?
We have so many stars on this show.
No sponsor. What'll my friends think?
Ladies and gentlemen.
If I had any friends.
Ladies and gentlemen.
If they could think.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have so many stars on our program.
How can they afford it without a sponsor? I'll bet the rent here alone must be about $85 a month.
Ladies and gentlemen, please. Oh, I mean Groucho, please.
How can a big hour and a half program like this go with all these big stars go on without a sponsor? We'll give it some class. We'll have it sponsored by the Plebo Company.
But Groucho, what is the Plebo Company?
Who cares? There must be a company named Plebo. And if there is, we'll send them a bill for it. Now, who were you trying to introduce?
Meredith Wilson and his orchestra.
Okay, commercial. Ladies and gentlemen, Meredith Wilson and his orchestra are brought to you by the Plebo Company. America's foremost manufacturers. The Plebo Company has been manufacturing foremost for years. Try a foremost, or better still, try the large economy size, the five most. Remember, when using foremost, use caution. Caution comes in six delicious flavors. So, ladies, if foremost persists, see your doctor. If your doctor persists, use caution. So buy a box of Plebo today. And if you are not satisfied, return the unused portion of the product, and the Plebo Company will return the unused portion of your money. If you live in Canada, say hello to Papa Dion.
Oh, Oh, Mr. Pinzer, do you know Groucho Marx?
Groucho Marx? What a peculiar name.
Look, Izzy. Don't you feel a little peculiar singing on a program that hasn't got a sponsor? Let me give you a commercial. The Plebo Company.
Groucho, darling.
Hey, you know who I just saw out there? Fanny Ward.
Groucho, that's Fanny Bryce, and that man with her was Hanley Stafford, her father.
Fanny Bryce's father is Hanley Stafford?
Well, he's not really her father. She's his ward.
That's what I said, Fanny Ward. And speaking of Fanny, what's Pinzer doing sitting around in his dressing room? Why isn't he down here singing Some Enchanted Evening?
Mr. Pinzer is not singing Some Enchanted Evening on this program, darling.
Well, somebody's going to sing Some Enchanted Evening in this darling program, even if it's only darling me. Wilson with two L's. How about a darling chorus? Some enchanted evening, you will meet a stranger. You will meet a stranger across a crowded room, and then you will know, you'll know even then, that someday you'll meet her again and again. Yes, that's the way it happens. I was at a party some years ago. It was a cocktail party. Shrimp cocktails. Smallest drinks I ever saw. All of a sudden, I looked across the crowded room, and there wasn't a stranger in the place. So I went to another party, and there I saw her. I cut across the room. I took her in my arms, and I kissed her full on the lips. And she said, "Take that cheap cigar out of my mouth." Well, at party after party, I saw her again, and again, and again, and again, and again. It was during the Roosevelt administration. And then at one party, I met another stranger, a stranger, her husband. He hit me so hard, I would have fallen out of a 15-story window, but I managed to grab a hold of the straps of her strapless evening gown. Once you have found her, never let her go. Once you have found her, never let her go.
Groucho, that was divine.
I could have sung louder, but I didn't want to make a bum out of Pinzer.
No, Groucho, listening to you sing again and clown through that song brought back warm, dear memories of those days on Broadway when you and your brothers ran through all those wonderful shows like Coconuts and Animal Crackers. Well, maybe I'm sentimental, Groucho, but memories are my dearest possession.
You Bet Your Life, starring radio's funniest quizmaster. And here he is, the one and only, there used to be four, Groucho Marx.
here we are, ready to play You Bet Your Life, and here's your announcer to explain the rules of the game.
Well, folks, it's very simple.
Simple. I've been doing it for 4 years. I still don't understand it.
Each couple in our contest gets $20.
Some deal. Unemployment insurance gives you $26.
Each couple can bet as much of the $20 as they like. And the amount bet is added on to the original $20, and they can bet as much of that as they like, which is again added consecutively to the original amounts, which have been varied each time, depending on the amount you have bet or have not bet before.
The Einstein theory is relatively easy.
And here's our first couple, Groucho, a father and daughter. Mr. Higgins and baby Snooks, meet Groucho Marx.
Well, hello, little girl. Your name is baby Snooks?
Yes, sir.
Are you a good little girl?
Yes, sir.
And this is your father?
Yes, sir.
Hello.
Hello, Mr. Higgins. I want to welcome you to You Bet Your Life.
Wait a minute, mister. Where's my money?
Money? What money?
I answered 3 questions, and you didn't pay me any money yet.
Isn't she cute? Why don't you shut up?
Hit him, Daddy.
Snooks, stop that. I'm sorry, Mr. Marks. She doesn't understand the rules of the game.
Then she's smarter than I thought she was. Now tell me, how long have you two been married?
We ain't married.
You ain't?
No. He's my daddy. We ain't even engaged.
Mr. Higgins, you mean this is your daughter?
Yes.
And you're still speaking to your wife?
What? Now, just a darn minute. You can't talk that way about my daughter.
Why not? I've got a daughter myself. Well, I really shouldn't say I got her myself. I had a little help.
Yes, we can't ignore our wives, can we?
No, but I have no respect for a man who doesn't try.
Well, Daddy.
What?
Bend down. I gotta whisper something.
All right. What? Now, why couldn't you think of that when we were still in the hall?
I wasn't thirsty.
This child will obviously grow up to be another Tallulah Bankhead. In fact, it's children like this that's giving marriage a bad name.
Oh, go on, hit him, Daddy.
Please, Higgins, I wish you'd curb your child.
But how?
Well, the best place would be out in the street. Well, let's dash ahead. And I'd like to dash hers. I thought I could get away with them. Anyway, we're ready to play You Bet Your Life. Mr. Einstein has explained the rules to you, and I see you have chosen Presidents of the United States as your category. Now, how much of the $20 will you bet on your first question?
A penny.
A penny?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Snooks, no. We have $20 to bet. We're not going to bet a penny. Let's bet the whole 20.
20? Are you talking about dollars?
I'm not talking cents.
You sure ain't. All right, then let's really bet big. Let's bet $30.
Look, little girl, and I use the word loosely. You only have $20, so how can you bet 30? Unless, of course, you expect to do it on credit, and frankly, you don't look too honest. You've got a fairly ugly little kisser.
Now, just a minute. I resent that.
Do you deny it?
No, I just resent it.
Then let's get back to where we were, which is about as boring a place as I can think of. Now, how can you bet 30 when you've only got 20?
Well, my daddy's got some money, haven't you, Daddy?
No, I haven't.
Daddy, I saw you take $50 out of Mama's slacks this morning.
Snooks,
quiet. And I'm going to tell Mommy that...
All right.
Yes, I will.
If she wants to bet 30, I'll put up the other 10.
You mean you'll pay me $10 of your own if she doesn't know the answer to the question?
Yes.
That's a pretty unbelievable thing to have happened. Then, so is your daughter. Well, anyway, here's the question for $30. What is the name of the second president of the United States?
The second president?
Yes, and I'll give you a hint. His first name was George.
I know. George Washington.
I'm sorry, it's John Adams.
But you told her the first name was George.
I'm sorry, I was wrong. Now you owe me $10.
I won't pay it.
All right, then. I'm going to tell Mommy that you took all that money.
All right. Here's the $10.
You know, this is the first time I've understood this program.
Come on, Snooks. Let's get out of here.
No, we won't, Daddy. I'm mad at him, and I want to win his money. Of course, I hate him.
You hate me? Please don't say that. It's a set rule on radio that all quizmasters must be known as lovable. I'll tell you what, if I like you, would you like me?
Well, all right.
Fine. Now we like each other, right?
Right. But you know something?
What?
I liked you better when I hated you.
Well, I don't really care if people hate me as long as they think I'm lovable. Now, where were we?
Well, we want to bet you some more money. My daddy still got $40 left.
Snooks, no.
But I saw you take it out of Mommy's pocket.
Your mummy sounds like she's got a great pocket. Wouldn't mind reaching in there myself sometime.
Please, Mr. Marks, you should have a little respect for my wife.
I do. I have very little respect for her. Particularly since I've gotten a load of you two. Now, let's proceed.
All right. I want to ask you a question, and we'll bet $40.
Snooks!
Oh, you're going to ask me a question?
Yes, I am, and I'll bet you $40.
Little does she know that I have her in my power, for I am the master of the quiz, and soon I shall have all her money.
Are you ready for the question, mister?
Okay.
All right. First pronounce the word T-O.
T-O? Two.
Right.
This is like taking money from a baby.
Now pronounce T-W.
Two.
Now pronounce the second day of the week.
Second day of the week. Just a moment. Now, this is the one with the catch in it. She wants me to say Tuesday. But the correct way to say it is Tuesday. But I'm sure she always says Tuesday. So if I say Tuesday, she'd say I'm wrong, because it's Tuesday. So I'll say Tuesday.
Wrong,
we
win.
Tuesday.
Wrong, we win.
Wait a minute, I say Tuesday.
Wrong again. The second day of the week is Monday. Take the money, Daddy. We fooled you.
Well, Groucho, our next contestants are an actress and an orchestra leader. Miss Tallulah Bankhead and Mr. Meredith Wilson, meet Groucho Marx.
Welcome to Your Bet Your Life. An actress, Miss Tallulah Bankhead. That's a rather unusual name, isn't it?
Which one, Tallulah or Bankhead?
I mean the miss. An attractive girl like you, not married.
I am married to the theater.
Well, congratulations. May all your dressing rooms be little ones. With running water, preferably. That's an Indian I used to know. Are you, Are you a movie actress?
I'm an actress of the legitimate theater, the theater of Helen Hayes, Lynn Fontanne, Catherine Cornell.
Well, we have a few great actresses in the movies, too. Livia de Havilland, Greer Garson, and tell me, when have you seen as great an actress as Betty Davis in All About Eve?
Every morning when I brush my teeth.
What I started to ask you was, what play were you ever in?
What play? Why, I have been in Let Us Be Gay, The Little Foxes, The Green Hat, Her Cardboard Lover, Lady of the Camellias, Rain, Private Lives.
Pretty long title of a play. No wonder it closed. Tell me, Miss Bankhead, while you're out here in Hollywood, why don't you try going into the movies?
I have been in movies. I made a picture called Lifeboat.
Lifeboat with Raft?
I'm your guest. I laugh politely.
Mr. Wilson, let me get to you. You're an orchestra leader?
Mm-hmm.
Just what instrument couldn't you master that made you become an orchestra leader?
Well, most all of them, I guess.
Well, where did you start your career as an orchestra leader?
Oh, well, I started out originally in a little town in Iowa. Mason City, Iowa, to be exact.
Well, a lot of great orchestra leaders started out in small towns. There was Abe Lyman of Illinois. Later became president, I hear.
That must have been before Petrillo.
Everything has been before Petrillo.
Yes, I guess so. Miss Bankhead, let's get back to that Broadway play, the one with the long title.
That was not one play. Those plays represent my career in the theater. Great plays by great playwrights who were gracious enough to make me the star of their work, and for whom I toured this country over. Acclaimed by the critics, feted by the public in every town and hamlet who packed the theaters to the rafters to see my performances, except Sepulpra, Oklahoma.
That is certainly a novel pronunciation. What happened there, Miss Bankhead?
Betty Davis.
Oh, tell me, Miss Bankhead, do you think I could be an actor in the theater?
Anyone can become an actor, I suppose, but to be great, one must suffer. I had to wrestle with every part I master. I've had to wrestle with every emotion known to man.
Is there any method by which you can learn this acting profession?
Well, I use the Stanislavski method.
Stanislavski?
Constantine Stanislavski.
Oh, yes, good wrestler, that Stanislavski. How about you and me doing a little wrestling? I mean, a little scene from something and see if I have any acting talent.
Oh, very well, what do you know?
Oh, not much. What do you know?
What I mean is, are you familiar with the lines from any great plays?
Just some of the actresses. No, well, I know... I know, come up and see me sometime.
Oh, no, dear. Well, we'll improvise. I do this quite often. It's great training. But I will set the scene in the drawing room in London. Penelope, the wife, is telling Cyril, the husband, that she has fallen out of love with him and is leaving him for someone else. English drawing room drama. Are you ready?
Quite.
Cyril, you remember when we first decided to get married? We said that should be one of us tar the other. That one won't tell the other.
Quite.
Cyril, I'm telling you now, I'm tired.
Quite.
I'm leaving you.
Quite.
This is the quietest part I ever had.
Cyril, I have found happiness elsewhere, but you, my pet, what will become of you?
Oh, don't worry about me, old girl. I shall probably end it all by leaping into the Thames River.
Oh, Mr. Marks, it's pronounced Thames River.
That's for the stomach, isn't it?
I shall leap into the Thames River.
Look, you jump in the river you like, and I'll jump in the one I like. Well, enough of this one-night stuff. Let's play You Bet Your Life. Wilson, you can wake up now.
Oh, I started out in Mason City, Iowa, and I was...
Now we're ready to play You Bet Your Life. And I see you've chosen first names of famous movie stars. I'll give you the last name. You supply the first name. Now, how much are you going to bet on the first question?
We'll bet the whole 20. Okay, Miss Bankhead?
Press on, Meredith.
Are you referring to his pants? Okay, for $20. What's his first name? His last name is Raines.
Claude.
Right, Claude Raines.
Exactly what I was going to say, my pet. You took the words right out of my mouth.
Okay, you now have $40. How much will you bet?
40.
For $40, her last name was Palmer.
Lily.
That's right. Lily Palmer.
Exactly what I was going to say, my sweet. You see, you beat me to it by just...
And how much will you bet now? You have $80.
I bet you $80.
All right, for $80, his last name is Clift.
Montgomery.
Correct, Montgomery Clift. You now have $160.
I was about to say that, Mr. Wilson. You're too quick for me.
All right, you take the next one. Let's bet the whole thing.
All right.
Very well. All right, now for $320, the movie actor whose last name is Stewart. What's his first name?
I know, James.
I'm sorry, you lose. It's Thames.
For our next couple, Groucho, we selected from our audience a plantation owner and a young singer, Mr. Ezio Pinza, Miss Jane Powell. Folks, meet Groucho Marx.
A plantation owner and a young singer. Miss Powell, you're the plantation owner?
No, I'm the young singer.
I am the plantation owner.
Oh, do you plant taters and do you plant cotton?
I do.
I now pronounce you Old Man River. Now, Miss Powell, what does a pretty girl like you do for a living?
I work for MGM.
I can't hear you. Would you mind stepping a little closer to the microphone? On second thought, forget the microphone. Just step a little closer to the quizmaster.
Well, which is which?
Well, the microphone... The microphone has more holes in the head. Now, Miss Powell, as you know, this is a quiz program. So, what are you doing after the show?
I'm busy.
Let me put it this way. I can get you into pictures.
Oh, I'm already in pictures.
Well, let me put it this way. Can you get me into pictures?
I am a plantation owner.
Haven't you sold that thing yet? Oh, yes. Do you plant taters and do you plant cotton?
That's right.
Well, them that plants them are soon forgotten. So let's forget about you and get back to Miss Powell. Miss Powell, how old are you?
19.
You call that old? Which brings us to Mr. Pinzer. Is that the way you pronounce it?
That is right. Ezio Pinzer.
How's that again?
Ezio. E-Z-I-O. Ezio. Pinzer. P as in Peter, I-N-Z-A. Ezio Pinzer.
Tell me, Tom, you must have had a very... You must have had a very interesting background. Now, tell us something about yourself. Don't you think Miss Powell is a beautiful girl?
Yes, I do. But I thought you wanted to talk about my background.
Well, with a background like Miss Powell standing around, we should talk about yours. Oh, well, what is your background? How'd you start out?
I started out in Italy as a professional bicycle rider. Then I was with the opera in Milano. Then I went to the Metropolitan Opera in New York. And then I became plantation owner in South Pacific.
Couldn't hold a job, eh? Well, all right now. Are we ready to play You Bet Your Life? I see you have chosen songs for your category. Cowards. Now, you have $20 between you to bet. Miss Powell has 17, and Tom, you have 3. Now, I'll sing the beginning of a song, and you have to finish it. Ready? How much of your 20 will you bet?
We'll bet $10.
Very well. For $10, sing the rest of the song that starts out this way. One.
Is that all you're going to sing up?
That's all. One. And no hints from the audience, please. The song I was thinking of was Wonder Who's Kissing Her Now. Now you have $10 left. How much of the 10 do you want to bet?
All of it.
All right, finish the song that starts with sweet.
Sweet?
That's right, sweet.
But what is the song that starts with sweet?
Candy and cake. I'm sorry you lost all your money, but for being such good sports, I'm going to give you each a DeSoto Plymouth car and a lifetime supply of money. Better luck next time.
Come over here, Groucho. For an hour and a half, you've been bouncing through this show, darling.
I hope your check doesn't do the same.
That's right. You say I don't know about you.
I don't know about you, but the rest of my script is blank white paper.
Yes, we're a little short.
Yes, we're a little short, folks, so hello. I could fill in here. Would you like to have me sing another song?
Oh, no, my pet, I don't think so.
You don't like my singing?
Well, you must admit that singing is not your fault.
I wish Knox were my fort.
That's the sort of thing you do best, Groucho, jokes. You've heard the old saying, shoemaker, stick to your last.
No, how does it go?
That's it, darling. It means you should stick to what you do best.
I see. What are you doing after the show?
Darling, you don't seem to understand. I mean, you're a divine comedian, but your singing voice, really, Groucho.
I wasn't going to bring this up, but as long as we have blank white paper here, I heard you sing on the show last week.
Oh, do you mean when I sang Give My Regards to Broadway?
I've got news for you. Broadway refused them. And Herald Square turned them down, too. Now, don't go talking about my voice. How about your voice?
Just a minute, Costello. Critics everywhere.
Have you been at it all this time?
I certainly have. Everywhere they've said that I have a sterling voice.
Flatware, eh?
Me flat?
Okay, meet me at Me Flat right after the show.
After all, darling, I just wrote an article on music in this month's Flair magazine, an article about Louis Armstrong. Why should I discuss music with you?
I started out with the Metropolitan Opera Company in New York. A prize in each and every package, and if you hold the little ring after the light...
Well, I'll leave it to Meredith Wilson. He should know. He's a musician. Meredith, my sweet, come here. Tell me the truth. Now, what did you think of my singing last week? Be brutally frank.
Brutal.
Well, darling, if you'd only played in the right key.
Well, if you'd let me have your key.
I give my key to no man.
Well, Miss Bankhead, how can I play the song for you if I don't know what key it's in?
Well, no one has ever complained of my voice before. I wish you'd hear me in the shower.
And this is the dame who'd give her a key to no man.
Now, do me a favor, Meredith. Would you ask your orchestra if they would play Give My Regards to Broadway? I want to sing it again right now. Now, just to prove a point to Mr. Moss.
Certainly. Gentlemen, would you play Give My Regards to Broadway for Miss Bankhead? She wants to sing it again to prove a point to Mr. Marks.
Oh, no.
Boys, for me?
All right, darling.
This is your note, Miss Bankhead.
Thank you very much. Give my regards to Broadway. Remember me to Herald Square. Oh, do, do, do. Oh, darlings, until next week, when you'll come to see you from the Citadel in New York.
Good night.
Groucho Marx appeared tonight through the courtesy of the DeSoto Plymouth Dealers of America. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.